Hello and welcome to another worldwide godcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice as we turn to the Gospel of John this morning. We have the doubting Thomas scene in verses 20 through 29 in chapter 20. Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But Thomas said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger into the nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later his disciples were again inside. Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it in my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." In John 20, verses 20 through 29, we witness a profound encounter between the risen Christ and his disciples, particularly Thomas. After experiencing the trauma of Jesus' crucifixion, the disciples are cloistered in fear, grappling with disbelief. When Jesus appears among them, showing his wounds, their sorrow transforms into joy. He breathes on them, imparting the Holy Spirit, empowering them to continue his work. Yet Thomas, not present during the miraculous event, doubts the reality of their experience. He famously declares that he must see and touch Jesus' wounds to believe. A week later, Jesus again appears, directly addressing Thomas' need for proof. "Put your finger here, see my hands, reach out your hand and put it in my side." He urges Thomas' response, "My Lord and my God," is a powerful declaration of faith. Jesus responds, recognizing Thomas's journey from doubt to belief, and offers a blessing for those who believe without seeing. This passage reminds us that belief is a transformative power. It's not solely our physical senses that dictate our faith, but an inner conviction that transcends our doubt. When we choose to believe, miracles unfold in our lives, moments of grace, hope, and renewal. Christ's blessings flow abundantly to those who trust in him, even without tangible evidence. As we journey through life, it is essential to embrace the faith. In believing, we find not merely validation, but a profound understanding of life eternal, where every moment can be a miracle if viewed through the lens of faith. Let us remember, like Thomas, that doubt may linger, but through belief we can experience the fullness of Christ's love and the extraordinary blessings of his everlasting promise. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. "I'm sorry, Lord, I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things." Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, our son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. We pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for our niece Brittany continue as we continue to pray for our good friend John as he faces his radiation treatment. We're praying for you, John, and we pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Today my poem comes from John 20. It's verses 20 through 29. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, "Peace Be With You." In shadows deep the disciples hide, their hearts perplexed with hope denied. The master gone, they mourn and grieve, yet wonder stirs in those who believe. Then suddenly, through locked doors he came. "Peace be with you," he spoke their name. With wounds displayed, a sacred sight, their sorrow lifted into the light. But one was missing, in doubt's grasp too. Thomas declared, "I must see it as proof. I'll touch his hands, his side, it's true. Only then can I believe anew." A week passed, yet hope held tight. Then Christ returned, a beam of light. "Thomas, come, put your fingers here. In faith, not sight, you'll find me near. My Lord, my God, no doubt, no scorn." In that moment, faith was reborn. Blessed are those who have not seen me, yet trust his love, pure and free. Amen. I am Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's July 3rd, 2025, and I'm recording this morning at 4:53 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. As we close today at 7:11 in Jesus' name, don't be a doubting Thomas, as I was for many a year. But now I believe, and I haven't seen, but I have seen. And what I see is the validation in Christ by his salvation that gives everybody freedom from sin. Call on his name, and you too will be saved. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you. In Jesus' sweet name, you will find his wounds fresh and his love everlasting. Amen.